Welcome back to House Call, and I'm Susan Lustig, and thanks for spending part of your Saturday with me. We're so excited this morning to have Walter Hang with us. Walter has been on the show before. He's an amazing, one of my favorite people. He's the founder of Toxic Targeting, which is a consulting firm in Ithaca that helps people understand toxic sites, and he produces maps and reports and publishes research, and he's just an amazing person. Walter, thank you for joining us.
Susan, thank you so much for inviting me.
Walter, you're one of the people who I admire so much because you love what you do. I mean, you have a smile the size of Indiana or whatever, Texas maybe, and because you really seem to, you're passionate about what you do.
You know, every day is a blessing. I have been so fortunate. You know, I was originally going to study to be a junior cancer researcher at Roswell Park. And unfortunately, you know, when you go to Roswell Park in those days, you're pretty desperate. And my patients were 6 months to 4.5 years old, and I basically killed them all with chemotherapy. And so that's when I became interested in environmental determinants of cancer. That's when I realized if we prevent people from getting cancer, then we don't have to treat it or cure it, neither of which we can do very well anyway. And that was decades ago. But that's how come I feel so blessed that I don't have to do that. I believe very strongly in protecting the environment, making sure that people aren't exposed to cancer-causing agents or neurodegenerative agents that can harm their health. And I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy. I want them to be prosperous. And that's what my colleagues and I do. We help protect drinking water all across New York State. We've driven more than $50 million worth of toxic cleanup right here in Little Ithaca. We're fighting to protect Cayuga Lake from harmful algal blooms. It's all good. And when I talk to you and your listeners, then people become more aware of how they can, you know, do good things to safeguard their health, protect their property values. And that's how come I love talking to you.
It sounds like a wonderful thing to be doing, but how do you get paid?
So Toxics Targeting compiles data for more than 1 million known and potential toxic sites in New York State. You can go to my website, toxicstargeting.com, and you can type in your address or any address you want in New York, and you can see where the toxic sites are on or around that location.
And that's free, Walter.
It's totally free, but the reason it's free is because my company provides data services to many of the biggest and most respected engineers, environmental consultants, attorneys, municipalities. So people get to see me on TV and they think, oh, he's just having so much fun. But what they don't realize is that I run a factory. I manage incredible amounts of data. My colleagues are unbelievably competent. And so it's a strange little balance between, you know, providing a service to engineers and consultants and people who want to protect public health and the environment, and then being able to use the information that I compile to advocate for environmental and public health protection, just the same way that Ralph Nader used to do when he pioneered the research, advocacy, organizing, media outreach model that I replicate all the time. And that's how come we've been so effective in Ithaca with cleanup, protecting New York State as a whole from shale fracking. It just goes on and on and on. And that's how come we get so much public support for our work.
Are you involved in the cleanup as well as the identification?
Not really. We basically just provide information. And this is typically used to conduct what's called a phase 1 environmental site assessment. So people can't buy a commercial building, an industrial building, or raw land even without a bank typically requiring a phase 1. So the phase 1 is where an environmental professional will go out to the site and they'll walk on and around the site and they'll look for recognized environmental conditions. For example, do they see like 100 rusted 55-gallon, you know, drums sticking out of the ground? You know, do they see that a tank has leaked and there's oil all over the ground? But then they look at the environmental database reports that my company provides. They look at the map and they say, where's the nearest spill? If it's on my property, I care potentially a lot. If it's half a mile away, probably I don't care very much at all. And that's what my company does. And that's why I started the company, to help people buying homes But it turns out that for the most part, I help with commercial, industrial, multifamily transactions.
When someone buys a home, when should they consult you?
So we don't consult. We just provide the reports. We don't tell people what to do. We just walk them through the data. But when they've made the decision, like I'm going to try to buy that property, that's when you want to conduct your environmental due diligence. Because once you enter into a contractual obligation, if you find that there's a problem, you might not get your deposit back. So when you're about ready to, you know, go forward and make your bid, that's when you want to check. Because also, if you have to talk to a state authority to say, hey, what about that fuel oil tank spill that happened on the property adjoining the one I'm thinking about bidding on? That person may be in the field. They might be on vacation. It might be a Friday in the summertime, and they're gone. So you have to have a little bit of extra time to track down all the information so you can make an informed decision about whether to go forward or not.
So if you're buying a home just in a development, in a neighborhood, on a half an acre piece of land, is that something that we should be concerned about, or we should look and see what information you have on that?
Absolutely. Number one, you can always check the free map, which is in the process of being updated right now. You got nothing to lose, right? Always better safe
than sorry. To have more information than less. Historically, I've told people if they're buying a decent amount of land, they should definitely check out the map.
See, if you
can't have too much information. Can you have too much coffee? I don't think so. We're going to grab a cup. When we come back, we have lots more with Walter Hang. Welcome back to House Call. And I'm so glad to be here this morning with Walter Hang, who is the founder of Toxic Targeting, that's actually located right here in Ithaca, New York. Thank you for joining us again, Walter.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And Walter, you've got different campaigns going on. You always have something that you're overly excited about because you're passionate about it. And one of them is the Parkinson's Prevention Campaign. Tell me more about that.
So Parkinson's disease is the fastest growing neurodegenerative ailment in America. And as you and your listeners probably know, it's just a horrible ailment that you wish no one would ever get it. And people can have motor dysfunction. They can have trouble walking, speaking. Their cognitive functionality can decline. And it's just terrible. This is Michael J. Fox, for example, has it. Muhammad Ali. It's just incredibly widespread. So the problem is that people used to think they just didn't know how people got Parkinson's. It was just like bad luck or who knows what. But it turns out that there is very, very sound scientific data associating exposure to trichloroethylene, a very common industrial solvent, with a statistically significant increased risk of Parkinson's. And the increased risk is 500%.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's very significant. And trichloroethylene is so common. It's at Ithaca Gun. It's at Morse Chain. It's just everywhere. Because it was used to clean metal in automobile repair shops, in painting operations, plating operations. It's just incredibly widespread. Practically every toxic dump in New York State has trichloroethylene contamination. And so if you're exposed to this chemical, it increases your risk of Parkinson's, which is incurable. And so when I found out about this, I basically tried pretty much for 2 years to gain support for launching a campaign to alert people to trichloroethylene in their midst, and then to try to clean up these sites so that people don't have the trichloroethylene exposure. Then if they don't get Parkinson's, they don't face the impairment. And so right here in Ithaca, I recently, in August, basically revealed how the Ithaca gun site had extraordinarily high levels of trichloroethylene, above 9,000 parts per billion, and the allowable amount is only 5 parts per billion.
Wow.
In groundwater. And the pollution went down the hill, went into an adjoining residential area, and believe it or not, this contamination, just like radon, comes out of the ground. And if it comes out in a field, it just goes to the atmosphere. But if it comes up under someone's home, it can penetrate through cracks and through floor drains and utility conduit openings. The next thing you know, it's in the indoor air. And I actually found a former Division I hockey player from Cornell. And this woman lived in this home for many years, and she didn't know it, but it had trichloroethylene. And it basically was up to six times the allowable amount. And she was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And she's a classic case about how these toxic sites aren't properly cleaned up. The standard is incredibly rigorous. You're supposed to clean up these sites to pre-disposal conditions, comma, to the extent feasible, quote unquote. And that just isn't happening. And that's how come we've launched this campaign. People can go to toxicstargeting.com, click on the Parkinson's Prevention Campaign. They can become signatories to a coalition letter which asks Governor Hochul to clean up these particularly brownfield industrial sites that are being redeveloped. We want redevelopment, but we don't want pollution. And so this is all now unfolding. It's very robust. There isn't any other campaign like this anywhere else in the country.
Wow. Wow. That's unbelievable. Now, do you notify residents that might be at risk?
So we're going to be getting, I believe, we've already got national press coverage, but we're going to get, I believe, a lot of local press coverage. And so people can go to the Parkinson's Prevention Campaign link, and then they can say, you know, do I live on or near a trichloroethylene contaminated site? And then they can look at IBM, Endicott, GE, wow. Auburn, Kodak Park. They can look at all these sites, Morse Chain, Ithaca Gun, and look at the data.
Do sites still need to use that, or manufacturing places still need to use that chemical in order to do what they did with it?
So the good thing is that it has been banned in New York, and President Biden tried
to
ban it.
So all the manufacturing goes to a state where it's not banned?
Well, unfortunately, that's right. You can still use it in other states and in other countries. But the contamination is so persistent when released into the environment that the trichloroethylene was probably dumped decades ago.
But how about the harm to the people working there?
Unfortunately, that is no question about it, a very significant risk. You can basically, you know, go to places like IBM Endicott, and I've spoken with the people that used to work at that facility, and they've had Parkinson's problems. And so we're just beginning to alert people to this new concern. No one was ever told that trichloroethylene could cause Parkinson's. They just thought, oh, you know, people got it and it was just bad luck, or, you know, and they just had no idea that the epidemiology was rock solid, peer reviewed. And that's how come we're calling on the governor to require all these sites to be comprehensively cleaned up. And this all started a year and a half ago, when I found a shuffleboard club in the Gowanus section of Brooklyn that had very high levels of trichloroethylene.
A shuffleboard? Were you playing shuffleboard?
No.
I like shuffleboard. I'm not bad at that, by the way.
It's very amusing. But this is such a hipster gig in the Gowanus section of Brooklyn. And it was on a contaminated property. And the trichloroethylene was coming up into the interior of this building. The authorities knew about the contamination more than 20 times the allowable amount. And then they never told the public for 2 years until I came along and I told
them. Walter is here. We better watch out.
And that's what exactly happened. After battering them for more than a year, they agreed to clean up the site.
One question before we have to go today. What keeps you up most at night?
You know, these days, it really is how contamination can impact people's health, not only for, you know, old geezers, you know, like me, but for our kids. And so the key thing with Parkinson's, I've now found these people who are early onset victims. They're in their 40s. They're in their 50s.
Yeah. And keep working.
I know.
Keep working, because we need you, Walter.
We're going to do our best.
Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.